Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, everyone. This is Sedo. I'm just going to give a quick reaction. A quick reaction podcast for Everton Fan Focus podcasts in relation to the Twitter rumours. Now, it's come from a sort, from what I've been told is a pretty reliable and well respected account on Twitter from Arsenal Blog News that Usmanov, who's estimated to be worth around 15 billion, it's not a lot, is it? Is looking to ditch his shares or sell the shares at Arsenal and come and join Farhad Moshiri at Everton, which obviously sent again Twitter into meltdown for all Evertonians. But you know, it's something that we can cling on to. Keeps the buoyant mood going. But reading into the article that was written by Arsenal Blog News, it seems as though people in London and close to Arsenal seem to think that this is actually going to happen. Now, obviously, from an Arsenal point of view, with Stan Kroenke in charge at the moment and Stan Kroenke Senior and Stan Kroenke Junior, they're not probably putting as much into Arsenal sort of on the field, if you like. From the Arsenal fans and reaction on Twitter, they don't really seem that keen for Usmanov to sell up and move to another club. They'll probably see it as a massive threat. But looking through Twitter, there's a few questions that have sort of been raised, predominantly by Evertonians. Now, one of them was a question of, well, who is going to buy out Usmanov's shares at Arsenal? Well, first of all, you probably think Stan Kroenke and his son may want even more power at Arsenal, if that's at all possible. Second option, probably Kroenke buys the shares, and as I've suggested to a few people on social media, he opens up Arsenal to the stock market and floats Arsenal Football Club on the stock market. Probably something similar and along the lines of what happened at Manchester United. Obviously, the Glazers wants to try and maximise the income, and you know that probably shows in the revenue that is brought into Manchester United. Even, you know, selling shirts, for example, I think there was a figure that I'd seen they'd made something like 800 million. I might be a little bit out on that, but from what I'd read, £800 million on shirt sales alone across the world. So, you know, floating on the stock market has its pros. So potentially that could be an option for Stan Kroenke and his family and the rest of the Arsenal hierarchy to sort of buy Usmanov's shares and do what they will with them. You know, Usmanov is a multi-billionaire. He's obviously going to know other wealthy people who may be interested in, you know, taking on a bit of a new adventure and a new challenge, sort of a new football, if you like. People have asked the question, you know, why would he want to sell up his shares and potentially take a loss on, you know, if that is what's going to happen? Why would he want to come to Everton when Farhad Moshiri owns 49.9%? So my reaction to that would be, well, number one, Usmanov at Arsenal wanted to invest in the playing squad. He wanted to build a new ground. He wanted to build an infrastructure and obviously ultimately have a good business model and a good business plan for the club. Now, obviously, Stan Kroenke's sort of put a stop to that, obviously, because he, for some one reason or another, he doesn't want him on the board at Arsenal. Only he can sort of answer that and give his reasons why he doesn't want to sort of be in joint partnerships or, you know, give Usmanov the control and share in Arsenal. Obviously, you know, he can only answer that himself. But as far as selling up and moving to another club, then I think Everton fit the bill for Usmanov. You know, we've got the ground on the horizon, whether that be the dock or the, I think it was the Stonebridge site, I think they were looking at. Now, obviously, without question, 99.9% of Evertonians obviously want the dock. A massive income stream there. So he's got the potential chance of having an input on building a new stadium for Everton Football Club. Number two, the infrastructure. Obviously, that goes hand in hand with building the ground, creating business plans, new investment for the club, worldwide recognition, and just building the Everton brands right across the world. Probably something that he wanted to do with Arsenal. He could probably do at Everton. So, looking at the ownership at the moment, or the investment, so Mashiri owns 49.9% of Everton. That would obviously leave the remaining shares to the rest of the shareholders at Everton, which would suggest to me that if this was going to happen, then Bill Kenwright and all the other shareholders within Everton Football Club will be bought out by Mr. Usmanov. It's sort of, if you're thinking about it, it does sound a little bit too good to be true. But at the same time, and I've said this many a times, even when Mashiri had invested in Everton, that I think the long game was to get Usmanov at the club. Around the time that Mashiri was buying the shares at Everton, it was reported that the Americans wanted to buy Everton. But Mashiri came in, spoke to Bill Kenwright, and obviously, as they say, the rest is history. So, from that point of view, I would suggest, and it, on the face of it, it would suggest that what Arsenal Blog News have written today may have some substance to it. So it's probably one of them of wait and see. You know, there's a lot of money involved. It is going to take time. So it might be something for the Evertonians and, you know, the rest of the club to get excited about. But yeah, it's going to be really, really interesting to see what happens there. Just moving on to the kit launch. So the new kit, third kit, came out. And some reactions on Twitter seem to think it looks like a high viz. Personally, I quite like it. I think it's a little bit different, and it's a little bit of a throwback to the 90s. The older generation will understand that. So personally, I think the club have done well with the new shirt. So we look forward to the lads wearing that and hopefully picking up some points. Just onto the latest transfer news. So reports in France today are reporting that Rachid Gazelle from Olympique Lyonnais is refusing to sign a contract extension with the club. And they're also reporting that Everton have had a €30 million euro bid accepted by the French club. Now, looking at it, and I did actually put a tweet out a couple of weeks back that this particular player did actually have a medical at Everton. Now, we don't know how true that is, but what I was told was the player did have a medical, maybe not at Finch Farm, but in some way, shape or form, he has been in contact with the club. But looking at it now, it may probably run until next week, potentially to the end of the transfer window. So that's just sort of one to keep a close eye on. The other one is Joe Hart. Now, again, the reports are suggesting that the player's keen to stay in the Premier League, but he's not willing to leave Manchester City on a permanent deal just yet. Joe Hart's reportedly wanting a loan deal. Now, Sevilla and, I hate saying the word, but Liverpool are also interested. So it'll be interesting to see how or which sort of route Joe Hart will take on that one. Personally, I don't think he'll go to Sevilla just on a loan deal. I think obviously he's got his family to think about, uprooting and, you know, going over for a season. I can't see that happening. Watch him go and sign for Sevilla on loan now, put me in my place. But I think it's going to be between probably Everton and Liverpool. Now, Liverpool have just signed a goalkeeper who has recently, or in pre-season, picked up an injury. I think it was a broken hand. So they do need somebody to come in. Now, whether Joe Hart will replace Mignolet, I would imagine he probably would. Remains to be seen. But Everton are crying out for a goalkeeper. We are desperate for a number one. Now, don't get me wrong, Stekelenburg against Tottenham, you know, earned us a point, and probably could have potentially stolen man of the match for me. So will be interesting to see sort of how that deal is going to be structured, whether it is going to be Everton or whether it is going to be Liverpool that Joe Hart decides to take. Just a transfer out to give you. Luke Garbutt joined Wigan on loan until the end of January. I can't really see a future for Luke at Everton, to be honest. Personally, I think this one, it could end up in a permanent transfer for the lad. Now, whether that be at Wigan or another club, who knows. But from my point of view, I can't see him being even back up for Leighton Baines, even when he comes back on loan. Back from his loan. I really just can't see him being any sort of competition for him. The other one is James McCarthy. It's been reported that Sunderland have had an approach rejected by Everton. Now, it's not known whether it was a formal bid or it was just an approach to speak to the player about a move up to the Stadium of Light. Now, again, it's whether Ronald Koeman is willing to let McCarthy go on loan or on a permanent deal. Probably to suit all parties, I would probably say a permanent deal, providing that we do bring in sort of reinforcements in that area. Obviously, William Carvalho is being strongly linked again with Everton, so that one remains to be seen. So it'd be interesting to see whether McCarthy will get the move up to Sunderland and whether the player himself would want to leave Everton at the moment, the way the club sort of shaping up in the transfer window and the sort of the big project that's going on, and whether he wants to be part of that, and whether he will be, in fact, part of Ronald Koeman's sort of project going forward. Early indications are showing us that he's probably not too keen on the player. So, again, that just remains to be seen. Okay, so that's the reaction podcast for you. Any further development stories, we'll bring them to you. I hope you enjoyed it, and give us a listen on the Everton Fan Focus podcast. Thanks, everyone. Have a good day.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.